Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God's precious blessings rest upon each and every one of you. Truly, we do honor the Lord on this morning. For every one of you, we are thankful and grateful to the Lord for all these many opportunities and his blessings that he has bestowed upon us, and we dare not take anything for granted. Amen. Let us turn our hearts to the throne for prayer. Father, we honor you on this morning. We bless you. We praise you. You alone are God. You alone are God. And we bless you. We thank you. Thank you for touching us this morning on time and in time. Father, we don't understand why the time is moving so fast. Or is it just me moving slow? I don't understand. But it seems as though there's been a slight increase in speed of time. So, Father, we ask thee on this morning to order our steps for this day. We decree that we will have a peaceful, restful day. That all of our enemies and adversaries, human agents of Satan, they are defeated, they are destroyed. Amen. No more bring havoc in our lives. They're terrorizing us, Father. We found the source of terrorizing. And his terror, the oppressor, and his oppression, the intimidating, his fear, will not come near us. And then you come down, and the scripture later and says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So, Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you on this morning. And, Father, we ask you to anoint our lips with clay. Words of life that you want decreed and declared will go forth with boldness, will go forth in authority. We give you praise and glory. We command every evil, foul spirit to be taken captive, held, and chained by the giant warring angels with flaming sword that you have given authority over us to protect us. We no longer tolerate Satan nor his humanistic shenanigans. That day is over. Thank you for blessing us to see 2017. Thank you, Father, that your blessings and that which you have in store for us, we know that it's good because you're a good God. We don't care what lies Satan has perpetrated. We know you. You are our Father, and you love us. And we believe you, and we trust you. Now, Father, we pray that you will anoint these lips with clay, but that you want me to be spoken, but come forth with boldness in Jesus' name. The people of God say, amen. Again, I am thankful and grateful to the Lord for every one of you. I'm live in the chat room, live by phone, archives of the podcast. May the Lord's richest blessings rest upon every one of you. Or indeed, I'll continue your prayer. Amen. As we enter 2017, we can look and we can see that many things are taking place. So what the Lord told us that will be happening when we know that the Lord will soon return. Revelation chapter 3 reads, and unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Please put a star highlight by verse 3, because we really will be focusing on verse 3, but I want to finish reading. Verses of this particular passage of scripture, we're going to stop where the Holy Spirit says stop, amen? But there will be a pen by verse 3. Pen by verse 3. Verse 4, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Garments, that mean your lifestyle, your walk. Verse 5, he that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Father, we pray that you would help us along this journey, that our name will never be blotted out of the Lamb's book of life. Oh God, help us. Verse 6. He has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these things. Remember, the first 6 verses were to the church of Sardis. Now that we are at the church of Philadelphia. These things says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, meaning our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He that openeth and no man shutteth. And shutteth and no man openeth. What you say now? In other words, when the Lord is for you, who can be against you? When the Lord opens the door for you, and you sought his face, and he has given you a confirming yes, you walk through it boldly. You say, nah, 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 here I am, ready or not. That's what we used to do to the bullies when we were little. They had bullied us around. And then we still get blessed. And we'll look at the bully and then we'll say, nah, 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 nah. So get that in your spirit for Satan. Nah, 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 nah. You didn't stop nothing. My God is bigger than you. I know your future. You may know my past. You and your human agents may be busy searching out my past so you can try to use it against me, to try to manipulate and control. But I know your future, and I ain't got to do none of that. What is your, what you mean? You will be in the lake of fire forever. Revelation 21. In other words, in verse 7, keep a pen at 3 and 7. Let's go to verse 8. I know thy works, for behold, I have set before thee an open door. What you say now? And no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, yes, Lord, and hast kept my word, yes, Lord, and hast not denied my name, no, Lord. For behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. For behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. In other words, they will come, the angels will bring them before you. After they have acknowledged that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father know how to fix that thing. All them who've been doing you dirty, doing you wrong, kicking you around, that's all right. Verse 10, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that are upon the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. For behold, I come quickly. Somebody say quickly, quickly, quickly. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man taketh thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make him a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the churches, and unto the angel of the church of Laodicea. But now we are Laodicea. We've done Sardis. We've just finished Philadelphia. And now we are at Laodicea. These things said the Amen. Who is the Amen? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Why? Because he's the beginning and he's the end. The faithful and true witness. Remind you of 1 John. There are three that bear record in heaven and earth. Now, verse 13. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. In other words, if you want to say something, say it and stick with it. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, and poor and blind and naked. Wow. Powerful. What is the Holy Spirit saying in verse 17? He's saying, your money don't make you. Just because you have plenty of goods doesn't mean that you're not naked and you're not wretched and miserable. Remind me of Luke's glorious gospel, which tells of the rich man and the poor man by the name of Lazarus. Lazarus was laid at this man's gate. He had sore on his body. He was sick. He couldn't know why he's helping himself. So instead of helping him by showing compassion and love, he could have built a chamber onto the other part of the house. He could have paid someone to come and bathe him down and so on and so forth. But I'm quite sure because of the heat, his sores and things had perhaps an odor, new clothes, whatever he needed, he could have supplied it. And the Lord would have looked upon that as good. I say it again, the Lord would have looked upon that as good. I know for experience that when you are sick longer than a week, and it doesn't matter how long you were faithful to that particular church and our ministry, they will get tired. So that's why whenever I look at the text of Job, yes, they think they're rich because of their materialistic things. But the scripture says, why would you gain the world and lose your soul? I'm reminded also of the parable where the rich man, he just enlarged and enlarged his barn, and the Lord said, oh, thou fool, your soul is required of you. In other words, you've been so busy gaining materialistic things that you forgot about the need for things. Which also reminds me of the parable of Martha and Mary. Mary was busy sitting at the feet of our Savior Jesus. Martha was busy doing this, that, and the other. In other words, the Lord said, there's nothing wrong with either a balance, but most important will be that that flows from the master's mouth. So then Martha became very wroth and angry with Mary. She was looking at Mary like Mary was trying to put all of her household chores on her. Thank you. Amen. Verse 18, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness may not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Glory. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous. Sound like Hebrews. Those who the Lord loves, he chastens. Father, we thank you. 20. Verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Any man hear my voice. Open the door. I will come into him and will sup with him. And he with me. Come in, Lord Jesus. We welcome you in, Lord Jesus. Come in, Lord Jesus. Verse 21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. The Apostle Paul said it this way. According to Ephesians, we are seated with our Heavenly Father. We are seated with Jesus in heavenly places, who are now seated on the right hand of the Father, waiting until his enemies are his footstool, which is death. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord says unto the church. Father, we thank you for your holy, precious word. We pray, oh God, that you will breathe on it your breath of life, that it will be revelation into our hearts and our mind and our spirit, that we will live by it, that we will apply it to our life as salve, that we will walk holy and worthy before you in all our ways. We give you praise, we give you glory. Jesus, holy, righteous name. Amen. Now then, let's go back to verse 3, shall we? Those of you who perhaps have believed, amen, we pray God blessings upon you, that as you continue to embark on 2017, forgetting those things which are behind, and behold, I move forth. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, amen. Isaiah says it this way. Forgetting those things which are behind, behold, God does a new thing, and not one iota of his word shall ever fall to the ground. God got you. Somebody holler, God got you. Our theme phrase for today, God got me. Say, God got me. And he will not allow any word that he has decreed and prophesied over my life that he decreed. No human agent, no Satan, nothing can stop it or hinder it or block what God has decreed before the foundation of the world. Jeremiah says it this way, before I put you in your mama's belly and brought you forth, I knew thee, I ordained thee. I, who says I, the I am. That I am, that I am. So go in boldness and fearless and invincibility. Why? Because you serve the true and the living God. And you are already victorious and triumphant in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because of Christ Jesus our Lord and Savior. God got this. If you're in a situation, a circumstance, and it seems as though he's taking the Father so long, that means he's finna do something. he's gonna bring it to an end, because he's fed up with it. He said this season and this year, he will not be tolerating Satan nor his human agents hounding the heels of his children anymore. That day and hour is over. That which he blinked at in time past, he ain't blinking no more. He's going to be Ananias and Sapphira. So you better be hiring people that can get bodies quick. Because the fall ain't playing. I thought about it. No, sir. He has things to do. He has an appointment book. He ain't tolerating Pharaoh hounding his children. You mean to tell me the God I serve was silent for over 400 some odd years, and then he go to get his children? And then all of a sudden, because this demon don't want to let them go, he's not going to... God said you're free. And he whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. So that demon that had you in lockdown last year is not coming over. It's not permitted in 2017. Say it in authority. As someone close and dear to my heart will say, say it. You have to decree it out of your mouth. That had you in lockdown last year will not be permitted this year. That day and that hour and that journey is over. Good God of mercy. I feel bad. So they walk around like they something. Let them keep walking. God got this. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we honor you on this morning. We bless you and we praise you and we thank you. But you're not a man that you should lie, neither you're the son of man that you should repent. Have you not spoken it and shall you not make it good? Have you not said it and will you not do it? We trust you. And so, Father, we honor you on this morning and we bless your name. And we give you praise and glory. We thank you. We honor you. We worship you. We thank you on this morning. Amen. 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 Now, verse 3 says, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard. Now he's speaking to the church of Sardis. Remember there are three churches in this particular chapter. There is Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Amen. And these are what? Shadows and types of the body in Christ. And I can see the body of Christ in all of these scriptures that we read. Is manifested now. Who would have thought we'd be living in a time where a woman of God stand boldly and decree and declares what thus saith the Lord. And those who are supposed to have her back have backed away. They're not saying anything. Sometimes your silence means that you're in agreement with the masses. Well, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to stand right here because it's safe to blend in. Ain't that what Peter said? I'm going to stay right here, but I'm going to stand at a distance. But I'm going to blend in, so I won't be noticed. But I'm just curious. I just want to know. And he was an in crowd with Jesus. And Jesus already told Gay in the 411 of what's going on. But they go to show you the humanistic. Humanism, humanistic. And that when they're under pressure, we'll forget. We'll reject our Lord and Savior. We'll betray Him. We'll turn our back on Him. You know, as I say this, the Holy Spirit said, maybe perhaps that's why a lot of times we find ourselves in situations and the Lord don't immediately remove us from the situation because He wants to see if you want to remain faithful to Him. Come on, Holy Ghost. Ooh, that felt good. He wants to see if you're going to remain loyal to Him. He wants to see if you're going to believe Him. Because He already told us, those who come to me must believe that I am. That's why the children of Israel couldn't go over. They doubted. You mean to tell me that you are a living God who delivered you with a mighty hand from that wicked evil Pharaoh? And you want to doubt him now? Coming against his prophet. Saying it's better if you would have left us back there. And we can truly say the only reason why Israel was not consumed was because of Moses. But is that not wonderful? The Lord and your Holy Spirit. And your Holy Spirit said it also reminds you of Abraham. When the Lord loves us, he'll be so patient. Like 73. Just as the scripture tells us in Isaiah 5 right quick. And he said, he that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. As we close, do not give in. Do not throw in the towel. God is with you. He is fighting for you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. God got this and God got you, and you are victorious through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We bless you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Go in the peace of God, abide in the victory of God, knowing that no one is going against you shall prosper until all hours be the game. Go in the peace of God.